Texte numéro 114. Washington Post says it will not endorse candidate for first time in 30 years. For the first time in over 30 years, the Washington Post announced its editorial board would not endorse a candidate in a presidential election. "We are returning to our roots of not endorsing presidential candidates," said Will Lewis, the newspaper's publisher and CEO, in a statement, less than 2 weeks before the 2024 presidential election. The Washington Post has endorsed a candidate for almost every election since Jimmy Carter in 1976. Jeff Bezos, the billionaire Amazon owner, bought the Post in 2013. The decision not to endorse has sparked outrage from prominent figures and staff. Marty Baron, former executive editor, called it cowardice, with democracy as its casualty. Baron added that Donald Trump might see this as an invitation to further intimidate Jeff Bezos. Susan Rice, former Biden advisor, labelled the move hypocritical, referencing the paper's slogan, "Democracy dies in darkness." Pulitzer-winning reporter David Marinis expressed dismay, saying, "The paper I've loved working at for 47 years is dying in darkness." Robert Kagan, the paper's editor at large, reportedly resigned from the board after the announcement. A senior Post staffer anonymously noted, "The Post's editorial board just won a Pulitzer for defending democracy around the world. How sad is it that we can't do that at home?" The Washington Post decision follows a similar one from Patrick Soon-Shiong, the billionaire owner of the Los Angeles Times, who blocked a planned endorsement of Kamala Harris earlier this week. That move led to high-profile resignations and anger among the staff. Lewis cited past instances where the paper chose not to endorse and stressed that the decision aligns with independent journalism that he said the Post is going back to. He acknowledged readers might see the lack of endorsement as tacit support for one candidate or condemnation of another, but he denied such interpretations, calling it a statement in favour of reader independence. "Our job is to provide non-partisan views for all Americans," Lewis said, affirming the paper's commitment to independence. NPR reported that many Post staffers reacted negatively to the news. The Washington Post Guild, representing many staffers, expressed concern, especially so close to the election, stating that an editorial board's role is to endorse candidates to help guide readers. The Guild also noted that an endorsement for Harris had already been drafted, with reports suggesting Bezos himself decided not to publish it, leading to reader cancellations. The Columbia Journalism Review confirmed the endorsement draft and reported staff shock when told otherwise. At the Los Angeles Times, several board members resigned in protest, with editor Marielle Garza stating, "In dangerous times, honest people need to stand up. This is how I'm standing up." Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.